You're tuned into the Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Thyme Sound Collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, community, and sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Bucher, and well, it's 9 o'clock according to the WMFO digital clock on the wall in front of me here. And the wonderful, and it truly is a wonderful Studio A that we have here. It's pretty deluxe as far as college radio stations go, let me tell you. Perhaps the only problem right now is the noise of police going on, chasing people outside the window here. So our theme this evening is called Punk versus Funk, and we are alternating punk songs and funk songs, one after the other. And while we're not really genre jumping beyond those two, we are having two bands that are themselves quite genre jumpers, and they don't quite match the threshold of being featured bands because I'm only playing two songs of them each, but that's because this is a Plastic Sushi. And we aren't having a featured band. Exactly. So, that said, we began with Queen. And another one bites the dust from their Game album. And then, going from that essentially funk song, we went to a punk song by Queen, Sheer Heart Attack, from their News of the World album. And that is quite distinct from their Sheer Heart Attack album, which does not have a song named Sheer Heart Attack on it, which was a much earlier album in their career. Musically, pretty much unrelated to that song. I love the way the song just ends and it like goes from this intense high energy to sucking all of the air kind of out of the room there. And you know, one thing that I would say about Queen is they certainly, well, they were an outstanding group of four very creative musicians who were incredibly musically talented and willing to explore so many different sounds and different styles in their long career. But another thing is they had fights among themselves, sometimes really yelling and screaming and getting upset with one another, fighting about whose songs would go on the album and what to do in particular songs. But unlike some other musicians, they never let one another down. They never like screwed up musically to get at something. When they were professionals, real professionals, and they, besides the fights that they had, that they treated each other well, trying to go and make sure that each song that would get on an album was the best that they could do. Unlike some other bands where you've got musicians who'll kind of sabotage the other musicians if they aren't liking what's going on. Like, you know, one example, early Fleetwood Mac, and, well, maybe not really early, but in the middle of their career, yes, there were some serious goings on that way, sabotage. In any case, we then heard from Kool and the Gang and Jungle Boogie off of one of these perfect compilation albums, Pure Funk. And then thanks to Chuck U for bringing us the Dead Kennedys' Kill the Poor and a little bit more into that montage mix, which I found on Chuck U's America. And then going from that punk song, we went over to Hot Chocolate and You Sexy Thing from Pure Funk Volume 2. Both outstanding compilation albums. And then we finished off the music in that set with a punk band called 999 and Absolution. And right now we're hearing from a Japanese artist, Suzukiski. And this is a piece called Tunnels that I got on an album called Soup Sampler, Out of Perspective. So one of the things that happened yesterday was the Tufts Housing League organized a march, a protest march and rally. And they are protesting the Tufts administration's increase and in housing costs. And actually, the Tufts administration has a new system. Before, if you wanted to get an on-campus housing, there was one price that all the students paid. And this year, in order to jack up the prices a little surreptitiously, but not, they came up with a 9-tier set of housing prices. And even the cheapest one is a pretty big jump from what the standard pricing was last year, but the highest price goes up even more. And also, as I've mentioned before, one of the big problems that we've got around here is neighbors. I'm a community activist, a co-founder and current board member of the West Somerville Neighborhood Association, and we've been making been very concerned about this as well, because families are being forced out and there's really no affordable housing here in West Somerville. But trying to get the Tufts administration to build a new dorm, and we very much appreciate the Tufts Housing League for making that a part of what they're asking the administration for as well. And I completely support them. And in fact, I gave a talk yesterday at the rally. I had a lot of fun doing that, being in front of 200 people and telling my tale of two Tufts slumlords. And if you want to find out more information about that, because there was a great Tufts Daily News article that was written today about that, you can just search for Tufts, THL Rally, or go to the Daily and search for housing. And great interview with my friend Nate Krinsky, a co-founder of the Tufts Housing League. Well, there is one more thing that I want to mention, which is it's storm season, and power outages and weather-related emergencies are much more likely now in storm season than during the rest of the year. So it's a good idea to be prepared, you know, having a couple of gallons of drinking water around that you don't have to turn on the faucet in case the faucet doesn't turn on, and also having a few days worth of healthy and tasty ready to eat food already stored in your house, so you don't have to go outside to a store to get more food. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines at the last minute while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. Listen to WMFO in Medford on the radio or through WMFO.org on the web. Yes, that's the better way to deal with a storm when it comes. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Well, let's get back to our mix of punk and funk music. And let's start off this next set with one of the masters of funk, George Clinton. And this is the booty-enhanced remix of Hey Good Lookin' from his greatest funkin' hits.
Excuse me if I cough, if I bark, if there's a pause in my talk. You've got me tongue-tied, girl. Hey,
I trip if my composure sort of slip? Hey, please don't fret if I freak. The sight of you got me geek.
Hey, forgive me if I stare. You must be aware I've been bugging about your beauty, baby mama. And I bet you.
As I continue to just sit off in this ledge, you proceed to have me drifting on. Baby doll, you know you're wrong. The way that you move is unexplanatory, leaving the fellas on days and other divas in a worry. Temperatures rising and my breath is getting thinner, cause I feel like I'm a runner and I know that you the winner. Beginning it's not us, I wanna feel your slightest touch, be in your every sight, even if it ain't much. So all those other brothers in line, they got to wait, cause I'ma be the first to know what's cooking and be the first to taste.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to Plastic Sushi, Strawberries, and Time, a free foreign mix of music, social commentary, and educational programming on the radio, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, and WMFO.org on the web, Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio.
The mother of all bombs. Last year in the Fillmore District. Understand? That's my policy.
Yeah, well, when an adult male is chasing a female with intent to commit rape, I shoot the bastard. That's my policy.
Intent? How did you establish that?
Well, a naked man is chasing a woman through an alley with a butcher knife and a hard on. I figure he isn't out collecting for the Red Cross.
You don't have any fresh fish?
I'm afraid not, sir.
No eggs, then. They are fresh?
Oh, yes, sir.
I will have poached eggs. And bring me some cigars, please. Havana cigars.
And that will be all for you, sir?
Yes.
And I'll see to it right away.
Try one of these Jamaican cigars, Ambassador. They're pretty good.
Thank you, no. I do not support the work of imperialist stooges.
Oh, only commie stooges, huh?
You don't let that lousy commie punk vomit all over us like this.
Hope you give him what
he deserves. Don't worry, I certainly will. It'll be my pleasure. Definitely give him a little extra beating for me.
Come in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 hours when it was all over, I walked up. We didn't find one of them, not one stinking big body. Smell! You know that gasoline smell? The whole hill. It smelled like victory.
Do that. This is something I would actually like to do.
Levana, want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House, a house like many others, except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
The washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on. Someone's home.
Andy's got energy efficient light bulbs.
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances.
Not Energy Star. That's it. Get out of there. I'll get you, energyhog.org.
Hey, wait for me.
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49.
People with diabetes are 2 to 4 times more likely to suffer a stroke than people without diabetes. Many who survive are severely disabled. Learn to reduce your risk of stroke. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide.
Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
A message from the American Diabetes Association and the American College of Cardiology.
Tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Our theme this evening is called Punk versus Funk. And we are playing one punk song after a funk song after a punk song after a funk song. We began that set with a funk song by one of its masters, George Clinton, the booty-enhanced remix version of Hey Good Lookin' from his greatest funkin' hits. And then we heard from Green Day, She's a Rebel. Followed that with Funkadelic and Alice in My Fantasies from their album Standing on the Verge of Getting It On. And then U2 with a very cool cover version of the Ramones' Beat on the Brat, followed by Isaac Hayes and the theme from Shaft, a canonical example of a wah-wah pedal guitar effect where the guitarist steps on a pedal, moving it back and forth, and that's basically a variable bandpass filter and kind of makes a vowel-like wah sound. And then we heard from the Ramones themselves in Teenage Lobotomy from their Rocket to Russia album. And you know, Johnny Ramone was tremendously influenced by Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin. And it might be a little hard to hear that in his playing, because Johnny Ramone doesn't really go off and do lead guitar in any way, and a lot of the things that Jimmy Page is well known for, well, they just don't show up in the Ramones, in Johnny Ramone's guitar playing. But Communication Breakdown was a song that tremendously influenced Johnny Ramone. It's just a whole bunch of downstrokes, taking the guitar pick and going bam, 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 bam. Not up and down, but just down all the time. And that song certainly had that. And then some public service messages about saving energy and saving your life. Yeah, diabetes is pretty serious. Can lead to not just heart attacks, as mentioned in there, but limb amputations. Good heavens. My friend Steve suffered from diabetes, type 1, actually, and before he sadly passed away at age 56. his toes and then one of his feet was amputated. Whether it's type 1 or the far more avoidable type 2, it's a serious disease. And to be paid attention to and addressed. And if you've got type 2, getting better through exercise and diet really can work. So another thing I wanted to mention on the public service side front is that the Tufts Environmental Studies weekly lunch and learn talks with a free lunch, a free vegetarian lunch. Well, there's just one more of them left this Thursday, December 6th. And it's about walking data and talking sculptures, artistic experiments in environmental education. And all Lunch and Learn talks are open to the public and take place on Thursdays at noon in the first floor Curtis Hall multipurpose room. The first floor of our WMFO office building here, well, Curtis Hall. And that's located at 419 Boston Avenue on the Tufts Medford Somerville campus. So yeah, this Thursday, December 6th at noontime, the last Lunch and Learn talk in the Curtis Hall multipurpose room. This has been a public service message from the Tufts Environmental Studies Program and the Tufts Institute of the Environment. So backing me up right now is another selection from that Japanese soup sampler, Out of Perspective. This is a band called Montage, and this song is called Expressa. So let's get going with our final set of the sound collage. And we're going to start things off with a band that was into the sound collage like mixing here. And they're called Cameo. And this song was a really big hit for them. And then we'll hear a punk song after this funk song, and then we'll hear a punk song, and then we'll hear The Clash, that genre jumping band doing a punk song and then a funk song, and then we'll hear some more. But here's Cameo. Word up, baby.
Your friend. just wanted to title it, I got a personality crisis.
Classy, oh, sexy, sassy. She's heavenly. I treat for the eye to see. She's real.
She's
she's that. Got all the curves a man like. Ow. She's real.
She's
she's that. Got all the curves a man like. Ooh-wee.
She's a bad man, my Gemma.
Ooh, she's bad. She's the smile she is. Hey,
she's a bad.
Line dry you out. gets off the hooks.
Cinco, cinco. single says.
So don't debate, play us straight. You know he really doesn't get it anyway. Gotta play the field, keep it real. You know he really doesn't get it anyway.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time sound collage. Our theme this evening has been punk versus funk, and we gotta go, so thanks so much for listening. In that set, we started off with Cameo and Word Up, then Johnny Thunder's Personality Crisis, Carl Carlton, She's a Bad Mama Jama, and then The Clash with a punk song, White Riot, followed by The Clash, Overpowered by Funk, and Savoy Fire. Sure liked that song because he asked me about that. And then we heard The Offspring and Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Thanks so much for listening. I expect to be back again next week. And stay safe.